Yesterday, the last sugya we learned was the case of Shnei Batim v'Shnei Tzidei v'Shesarabim, where you have two roofs, one opposite the other, from two sides of the street. So the Gemara said that there is a din of Hezekria from one roof to the next. And the way to deal with it is that you mechayev each one to build chatzi, build a michael, a chatzi gagai, umadif, and to leave a little extra roof, and an extra wall, and that way the other person can't see. So the Gemara said, my uyir is a sarabin. What's the difference if you have two roofs? What's the difference if there's a street on the floor in between? Or private property on the floor in between? So the Gemara said, you're right, there's no difference if it's Rishus HaYachin or Rishus HaRabin. And it's telling you, Ravusa, that even if it's Rishus HaRabin, so you might think you could tell the other Baal Agag, what do you care? That, what do you care about my Hezekria? You have the Hezekria of the whole Rishus HaRabin. Hobos Estanuyei Medei Rishus HaRabin, Kamash Malon, that you don't say that for three reasons. Rabin B'Yamama Chazali, Rabin Ki Kamina Chazali, and Rabin Ki Mainu Chazali. This Gemara would seem to be a nafkamina, Lagabi the Shaila, of opening up a window opposite the window of your neighbor. Let's say my neighbor has a house, and I'm building a house next to him. Am I allowed to put my windows opposite his windows? If I put his windows directly opposite his, then that causes Hezekriah. So you know that Bilam said, Matovu Elecha Yaakov, that Klai Yisrael built houses, at least once upon a time used to build houses, where windows didn't face other people's windows, so that you can't see into the person's house, and the house is a Hezekriah. So what would be the din if between my house and your house is a Rishus HaRabin? I'm building a house, you're building a house. All right, if it's across Ocean Parkway, there's not much of an afkamina, but let's say it's a narrow street, but there's a street, a Rishus HaRabin. And I want to open up a window opposite your window. So you tell me that it's awesome, you can't open up a window opposite someone else's window, it's Hezekriah. So I tell you, what do you mean? You have to worry about the Rishus HaRabim anyway. It's a street that goes in between our two homes. You have to worry about the Rishus HaRabim anyway. So what do you care? So I would think that that's a good taina. So it seems from this Gemara that that's not a good taina. Because the Gemara says three reasons why you can't tell somebody you have to be zor from the Rishus HaRabim anyway. It's a good taina. The Gemara says, because he could tell him that Rabim B'Yamama Chazuli, and B'Lai L'Lai Chazuli, and Kikamina Chazuli, and Kima'ini Chazuli, that's what seems from this Gemara. So it's not a teretz that there's Rishus HaRabim in between. Problem is that this Gemara then is a stira to a Gemara on Daf Samach Amid Aleph. Last daf of Cheskes HaBatim is actually a Mishnah that talks about opening windows. Zekeneged. Today most houses are built before you didn't move in. Usually houses are built next to each other, at least in America, identical homes, and their windows taka connected windows, not the way it should be. But so they didn't have window shades. Right. So there the Mishnah says, Lo yiftach adam pesach kineged pesach halay kineged halay. The Mishnah says in Avsamach Amid Aleph, if you're not allowed you to open a window opposite someone else's window, and even how you're cutting leyasenu gadol, if there's already a pre-existing window, you can't make it bigger. Echad leyasenu shnayim avol. But the Mishnah says beferish the opposite of our sugya. It says pesach ulushus harabim pesach kineged pesach v'chaloyin kineged chaloyin. But it says in Rishus HaRabim, if there's Rishus HaRabim in between, you're allowed to open a door connected a door and a window connected a window. It says Beferish that it's mutter. Why is it mutter? So the Gemara there on Samach Amid Aleph says, the last line before the next Mishnah, it's a one line Gemara. Pesach Rishus HaRabim, Pesach connected Pesach. Because he could tell him, Saif Saif, you have to be watch out for Mishnah Sarabim anyway. So it's Mamisha, opposite Gemara, Va Gemara. By Chalainais, which seemed to be worse. They're looking at someone's house. It's worse than a Chalagag. By Chalainais, you're allowed to open a Chalain, can I get someone else's Chalain? Because you could tell him, Saif Saif, it's only every name Mishnah Sarabim. And our Gemara says, the same lashon as a mahu detema. Mahu detema name alone. Saif saif abasas nui abin eim shasar rabin. Kamash malon. No. It's exactly the same words. Yet the Gemara says that it's an emissa thing, that you can tell somebody that you have an eim shasar rabin anyway. And our Gemara says that you can't tell somebody, you would think you could tell somebody saif saif abasas nui abin eim shasar rabin. Kamash malon, you can't say such a thing. Seems to be a stira between the two Gemaras. This is a problem between the two sugyas. So the Sameach, first of all, here in Hilchos Shcheinim says that's why the Rambam doesn't bring our Gemara. Kitzurasai. Our Gemara doesn't bring, the Rambam doesn't bring it, Shnei Batim Shnei Tzidei Rishas Arab. Rambam means a different seer, but it's not exactly what the seer is. But the Rambam is Mishana this Gemara because of this Kasha. Okay? It doesn't answer the seer of the two Gemaras. So the Ktsais in Simen Kuftun Tess of Katan Aleph brings the Teretz. The emphasis is that this teretz is a Rashba, which is quoted in the Magid Mishnah here on the Rambam. The Rambam is in Perigimel of Hilchos Shcheinim, and the Magid Mishnah brings a teretz b'shem the Rashba, which is identical to what I think it's the same thing as what the Ktzais is saying. What's the difference between a Gag and a Chalayim? What's the difference? Between if I have a gag opposite your gag and a street in between, and I have a chaloin opposite your chaloin and a street in between. What?
Yeah, the peripheral view. The whole gag, the window.
Gag, you could see more. But you stay, you could see more from the street also. The shinoi is a shinoi in both. The street people could see more, and the other person could see more. So by that, it's not going to help you. What's the basic difference between a chalain and a gag? And the light doesn't say a chalain and a gag, but Gabi has a kriya. What?
It's lower.
It's lower. We keep on thinking of high, many story buildings. Right? The Chazal, Stoma, we're talking about a regular building, ground floor building. So the Rashba says, how can you compare a gag to a chalain? A gag is higher up, and the chalain is lower down. By a chalain, lamaisa, it's very shchiach. People are going to look into your window. People walking in the street are going to look into your window. So soif soif, bas l'stanuye, b'nei rishas arab. You're going to have to be careful from the b'nei rishas arab. So mainly you're going to have to put up window shades. You're going to have to use the front room only for things that are not private. So if Saif Saif Basla Fanuyim Nam Shisarabim, so I can build a, open a window opposite your window. What's the difference? But a gag is higher. A gag which is higher up, so in the street it's not so shkiach to see. And Belialia, very few people go, he's not afraid he'll be seen. And the other reasons in the Gemara. And the Melon, a gag is less of a chash, so a gag. You can't say that the B'nai Rishas Arab are going to see. This is the Rajba's Teretz. So he brings the Teretz. The truth is, the Teretz is going to come out before Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shulchan Aruch's Lashon, when it brings our din, Sima Kuf Nun Dalet, Sif Gimel, it says, Pesach Adam Pesach, Neged Pesach, the Chaloi Neged Chaloi, Im Einam Gevayim Dalet Amos. Shulchan Aruch says that if you have a street in between, you're allowed to open a window opposite someone else's window, provided that the window is not Dalet Amis off the ground. So Dalet Amis is no more than the height of a person, right? A person is Gimel Amis. So Dalet Amis means if it's within Dalet Amis, a person could take a peek in. And you have to be Boislet Stanuya Ben Erisha Sarabim. My people aren't Dalet Amis tall, but they ride by on wagons. There's a certain height that people could look in. So until Dalet Amis is a Chalayim. A second floor window, a tak is the same thing as a gag. And the B'nai Rishon Sarabim don't make a difference. So this is a Klara Chilek, the other Teretz, but this Teretz is a Rishon. And the Shulchan Aruch came out Meforish, so it seems to be a clear Mahalach to explain what otherwise would be a Stira to Sukkis. Sman Shach argue in the following case. What happens if I have a chaloyim and it's part of it is under Dalet Amis, most of the chaloyim is above Dalet Amis. A small amount of the chaloyim is below Dalet Amis. It towards Rishu Sarabin. Is that enough of the heter? Does the Shulchan Aruch mean the whole chaloyim is under Dalet Amis? Or does it mean that as long as a little bit of it is under Dalet Amis, it's enough to give a heter? Okay, I have somebody across the street from me, and his chaloyim just makes it to the shear. I go and I measure. I don't know if I can open a window, so I go measure his window. His window, a small part of it is under Dalet. Is that a heter? Shulchan Aruch says, "Mitlamaylam e Dalet," then there's a heter. How do you measure the L'mayla Medalit? So what would you think? What would you say? Svara, what's the difference? So the Sma says that. The Sma says, what's the difference? A little under Dalit, a lot under Dalit. Mm. As long as some of it is under Dalit, that's a good enough heter. That means he already has to boy, let's do it, but maybe she's a rabbit. So that's a good enough heter. The Shach, who a lot of times when he argues, the Shach can go pages arguing. On this Sma, he writes, I am Sma, so cut new days, there ain't Devar of Nechayim, period. Yeah? Ain't Devar of Nechayim, he leaves you to figure out what he means. What does it mean, ain't Devar of Nechayim? Why isn't it enough if part of the window is under Dalet? So the Nesivus understands the Kavanah of the Shach that there's more Hezekriya. If there's a small amount of Hezekriya because it's Lamata Medalid, that's a small amount of Hezekriya. But for a small amount of Hezekriya, I have no heter to open up a chaloin opposite his chaloin where there'll be a larger, greater amount of Hezekriya. I'm going to see for my house, which is more of a Hezekriya. He says it's similar to that Mishnah which says, Hoya Katan Layasenu Gadol, Echol Layasenu Shnayim. So Bishlam, if his window is below Dalet, the whole window is below Dalet. So you understand, there's not much of an Afgamina. He's totally exposed. So what's the difference? He's exposed to more people. But Kozman, that he's exposed only a small amount, and I don't know how much the Shach would hold is a small amount. How much a small amount? How much a big amount? Maybe the chalainas were typical sizes, standard sizes, and that's what he's talking about. But he says if you have a window which is only part of it under Dalet, that's not good enough because you're bais of hezek, because you're seeing in more than the people in the street. So it's a machlokes the Sma and the Shach. What are they arguing? Small amount, big amount. So I don't know, we spoke in the beginning of the Perek that there are two ways to understand Hezekriya. Either it's a physical Hezek, I'm embarrassing you, I'm looking into your house when you're doing things that are private, so it's a physical Hezek, a Hezek HaGof. Or No, the pshat is, if you're exposed, you're not going to do private things by the windows. You're not going to do anything private by the windows. So it's a hezek moment. I'm being mazik, your area that you can't do private things. So I would think, the Sma understands that we're talking about hezek moment. We're talking about a hezek moment that you're not going to do private things. Rosh Hashanah is there, you're not going to do private things. If it's a hezek moment that you're not going to do private things, then the Sma is right. The Sma is saying that as long as you're open a little bit to the Rosh Hashanah, you're already not going to do private things in your front room. So what's the difference? If I open a window, I see you more. Once it's Rosh Hashanah, what's the difference? The din of Hayechad LaYasenu Shnayim is not talking about the Rosh Hashanah. It's talking when you have two houses across a driveway and you have one window, now make two. But in the Rosh Hashanah, when you have Rosh Hashanah, you're not going to do any Dvarim Shel Hetzna. So what's the difference if I'm Moisif seeing more? You're already limited in what you're going to do. Could be the Shach understood that it's not that way, that it's a Hezekah Guf, especially in a house. One thing in a chotzer, you could say people won't do private things in a house. So there it's a Hezekah Guf, they will end up doing private things. They'll end up walking around in their pajamas. Once upon a time when people were embarrassed, today people walk in the street in pajamas. But if you're going to walk around in their pajamas, it's embarrassing to them to be seen. So in such a case, if you're going to add, it's going to be more embarrassing. It's a bigger Hezekah Guf. So then the Shach is right. It's a bigger Hezekah Guf. What?
It's always a bigger Hezekah Guf. So there's just random. If the whole window is less than Dalai Lama, still it's more Hezekah Guf.
If the whole window...
The whole window is less than Dalai Lama, then this is so tight.
According to this Cheshbon, if the whole window is Lamayla Medalid, I'm still being Maisif. That's what you're telling me. It's a good time. What's the answer? What's the pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says that Saif Saif Abbasas Nuya Bnei Rosh Hashanah. If you learn it to Hezekah Guf, what's the pshat in the Gemara? In our Gemara, let's say, by Gag. What's the time? Saif Saif, you have to be Matzniyef and Bnei Rosh Hashanah anyway. Alright, if it's a Hezek moment, if you go to Mahalach, that's a Hezek moment. I understand. Saif Saif, you can't do private things. So what's the difference if I'm there? Well, the Maisa, we had a Mahalach that it's a Hezekah Guf. Right? That Mechila doesn't help. That it's a Hezekah Guf. So if it's a Hezekah Guf, what's Pshat? Saif Saif, a boss, that's the Nuliyah B'nai Mishra Surah. It's like very hard. Very, very hard if it's a Hezekah Guf. So, Reb Ruvain, I'll get to Reb Ruvain now. What I spoke to you about till now, so that's the machlokes about the steer in the two sukkahs. Reb Ruvain and Siman Aleph, Aisalf, in the beginning of the parak. Reb Ruvain held of a shita, which we spoke out, that answers many kashas. Because we had kashas right away by Hezekiah, that al nizik laharchikas atzmai. By Hezekiah, we always say that nizik has to be marchik himself and not the mazik. And we had the other kasha that he could tell him, I'm not going to look. I can make me pay, I'm not going to look. So Ruvain's mahalach there was that it's a din of takanas hashchenim. That the whole din of Hezek Riyah, that they both have to pay, is a halacha in Hezek hashchenim, of takana, of a, every time you have a chatzar, everybody has to chip in for all of the things that everyone does together. He brought a raya from the Mishnah on Zayin Amid Beis. When we learned Daf Beis, we had to turn a lot of pages. Here's the next Mishnah. That the people in the chatzah could force each other to build something to block the people from the street. That's the takanas hashchenim. It's the people in the street looking in. And you're forcing me to pay, the people in the street shouldn't see you. So Ruvain said that here the whole takanas is one of the takanas hashchenim. It's like every time you have a kolap, you have a group of people together, everybody has to chip in. He taka brings a raya from this taina. The Pishpong, you heard of the hold is a Hezek Mamin. Okay. If you hold it's a Hezek Aguf. So what does it mean? Saif, saif, bust us, and then it's just around. Just around people are hurting you anyway, so I could also hurt you. Make sense? Al-Kaponim, don't take what the Gemara says here as a totally emes. It's emes only in the case the Gemara says it, which is that you can't say Seif Basim Nim Neshasarabim by a god, which is Lamaila, but by a Pesach Bechalayim, a Pesach Bechalayim is different. Pesach Bechalayim, there we do say you have to watch out for Shasarabim anyway, so Mamela, you're going to watch out, I'm not mazik you any more than anybody else. The Tzitz brings the second teretz. The Rivash says that there's another difference in a Gag and a Pesach V'Chalayim. Pesach V'Chalayim is just a small part of your house. It's a small part. You can be careful. You do things in your house, just not opposite the window. Some houses have a lot of windows, but typically there's a small amount of area where you're seen, so it's easy to avoid it. So if there's Rosh Hashanah, you're very careful, and mainly you're careful. Shenkem Hagag, the whole Gag is exposed. The whole Gag is exposed. So there's no taina that you're going to be careful for B'nai Rosh Hashanah, because there, what's he supposed to do? Give up his whole Gag? So he'll rely on Leila V'lo Yamama, he'll rely on Ki Kamina Chazali, Ki Sidna Le Chazali. He'll end up using his Gag. So that's the Rivash's Chilek. So two different terms. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vaita. Omar Mar. Okay, in the end of the narrow lines. Omar Mar, Zeh Oysamaka Lachati Gaga, Zeh Oysamaka Lachati Gaga, Zeh Shaloika Neged Zeh Ma'adif. So the Gemara Pshita. Loitzricha de Kodim Chadmi Nayu Ve'ovad. One of them went and he made on his wall. Maldetem and Namele Idach, Shkol Uzinka, Vaavdal Eskulai, Kamash Malan, Damalai. You would think you could tell him, I'll pay you the difference. And you finish up the whole thing. Kamash Malan, Damalai, At by Tamalai, Avadita, Mishum, the Misra Ashisach. And no, Nami, Misuli Ashisai. It's not good for the wall to do it this way. The weight of the extra bricks affects the wall. So just like you don't want to build a wall, I also don't want to build a wall. So I built half, it's not a raya to the other. Amar of Nachman Omishua. Gag hasamuch l'chotzeh havei, right? Oysa loimaka gevoya dalet amas. You have a gag next to a chotzer. Does it say which is higher? Doesn't say. So assuming they're in the same height. A gag next to a chatzah. Samuch means next to. Normally a gag is higher. Say here clearly which one's higher. A beis a mitbeis, what does it say? Gag a samuch. What? Gag is a roof. The chatzah is a yard. So you think stomach means the gag is higher? You shove him, but they're equal. Okay, we can have a case where the chatzah is higher than the gag, so they can certainly be shoving. Okay, gag has so much the chatzah chavera, so it could be they're the same height. Rabbi Fagan is that way? Hmm? Right? I remember we used to go into the ground floor, take the elevator to the top floor, and then walk out on the ground floor. Is that the way it works? Right? Rabbi Fagan is that way. They go up the mountain, right? Maybe Shai Chesed also. It's fastest that way. So, alright. So you have a gag, hasamos, l'chatzer havei, right? So let's assume for the moment that they're next to each other. Oysa le'maka gavoya dalet amis. You make a maka dalet amis for Hezekiah. Now, who's the mazik here? Here, the gag is mazik the chatzah. What about the gag himself? The Gemara says, "Avo bein gag le gag loy." From one gag to another, there's no Hezekiah. So the first thing that all the Rishonim ask is, "What are you talking about? Bein gag le gag loy? There's no Hezekiah on a gag." The Gemara just the whole previous sugya of Shnei Batim Shnei Tzidei Shusha Rabim Zayis Amakal Lachati Gadai. The whole Gemara before was talking that there is Hezek Riyana Gag, and suddenly here you're saying there's no Hezek Riyana Gag. Make up your mind: is there Hezek Riyana? There's no Hezek Riyana Gag. So there are two mahalchim in the Rishayim. Taisvis says that we're talking about the same type of gag. People do a small amount of things on a roof. They do a lot of things. They do certain things on a roof. So if it's right next to each other, there's no hezekriya. Because when I go out, I'll be margish if you're there. And whatever it is I want to do on my roof, I'll do it later. If I do things on my roof, I'm not margish that you're there. So there's a bigger hezekriya on roofs on two sides of the street than on two roofs that are adjoining each other. So that's Taisus Mahalach. The Muki Yosef and the Rambam and the Rashba brings it as one of the pshatim say another pshat. They say that it depends on the gag. Some roofs are not made for dira, and some roofs are made for dira. It depends on the building. Mm-hmm. You know, in my house, the gag is not made for dira. It's a gag meshupa. Most homes, it's not made to be used. Some places it is made to be used. It depends. Depends on the house. The Muki Yosef says that the gag is makura. If the gag has a awning over it, has some covering over it, so obviously it was made to be used. The first Gemara was talking about a gag ha'asiladira, and then there was hezekriya. And the second Gemara is talking about a gag she'en asiladira, and there's no hezekriya. So state in the Teretz and the Rambam, the Yosef. What do you think Taisus? Ladira means for some use. It's obviously not a bias, not used like a house. Not as much as a chatzer, but it's used to a certain degree. You know, how much it's used, I don't know, but it's enough that it's a regular hezekriya. A ma'aser hezekriya is a regular hezekriya. What's not clear, why doesn't Taisus hold of this Teretz? Why doesn't Tosis hold of the Teretz, two different types of gag? So it could be, I would think he agrees with it, lahalacha. It's just a daichik in the Gemara. The Gemara says the word gag. And then the Gemara says the word gag. So it's the same gag. The Mesifis will be, I mean, the Nifis of Gag will still be a chiddush. Right? But still, the pashtus is, you're talking about one gag, you're talking about another, you see one gag, you see one gag, you know, a gag is a gag in the Lashon HaGemara. It's interesting that the Sma says, not that way, the Sma says that Taisus holds that there's no chilik which type of gag. Even the reason Taisus argues is because Taisus doesn't hold there's a difference in a gag osi ladira, a gag shein osi ladira. There's no nafkamin. All gagas have the same thing. I'm not sure why should it be that way? Why should it be that way? You can understand? A gag Osi Ladira was saying, if you and I have attached homes and you use your gag for a dira, so you have no kind of hezekriya on me. You have no kind of hezekriya on me. Why should that be? If the Metzius is, it's Osi Ladira. So I don't know, maybe it could be that, look, I can tell you, look, roofs are not made to live on. You want to decide to live on your roof, so you take care of it. I have to take care of it. Well, what's my chiyuv? You have to realize, if you learn hezekriya is a mazik haguf, I'm being mazik you, so then this matter doesn't make sense. Because just because you're doing something unusual and you're a shus, doesn't give me a real right to be magic you. So if it's a hezek hagof, then taka, it doesn't make any sense. But we just said in the previous sma that I spoke at earlier, that the sma sheet is that it's a hezek mamon. What is the hezek of hezekriya? That you can't do things on your roof because you're afraid I'm going to see. So I could tell it to you. Who says I have to let you do? Who says I have to let you do things on a gag that are not normal? Normally, a gag is not made ladira. Stam gag is not made ladira. So I have to let you. I have to let you. I'm your neighbor. I have to let you do such things. What about across the street? So why across the street? You want to use your gag? They were saying it is Hezekiah, so I'm stopping you. Why should across the street be different than if we're neighbors? To come up with some type of chilek in Tysus, we would agree with the Sanah, some type of chilek between the two. Any difference between if the two roofs join each other with no break or they join each other with a break? It's hard to see. I can understand the time that you want to make a deer out of it. So for that, I have to suffer.
So,
what? It's hard to say the Gemara that way. Lamai says the Sma is going with Tysus. Tysus says that across the street I have a time that I won't be margish when you come. Next to each other, I am margish. But maybe the Sma understood like this. What's Trap and Tysus? Across the street, I'm not margish when you come. So across the street, there's a Hezekiah Guth. I'm going to be doing things. God, I'm not worried you're there all the time. I'm going to be doing things. You're going to end up walking up. You're going to cause Hezekiah Guth. You're going to embarrass me. So for Hezekiah Guth, that there are no excuses for Hezekiah Guth. I can do what I want in my rishos. You have no right to cause me damage, to cause me embarrassment. But she'ein kein, Tysus says, two roofs that are one next to each other. So two are next to each other. So I'm margish when you come. So Hezekiah Guth, there won't be. You're not going to embarrass me. Because I'll be margish when you come. Elomai is going to be a Hezek Mamin. I can't use my roof for personal things. So on that, it's up to the Sma holds, the Kamanas Tysus. It's not a taina. I have to, you want to use your roof for different things, you pay for the mechitza. You pay for it. The chilek, that makes sense, no? No, it makes sense in Tysus. Tysus is saying that, what is Tysus saying? Here I am margish, here I'm not margish. The pshat is that when I'm not margish, it ends up being a Hezekiah Guth. I end up being embarrassed. And that you have no right. You have to build a wall. Someday I end up being a Hezek Mamin. Hezek Mamin. So that is kind of a stabber. A person goes on his gag and he says, I'm going to do all my gag personal things. I have to pay for it. So it's a chilek I'm a stabber. So let's see Rav Nachman Shita. Rav Nachman Didei Omer. Rav Nachman himself says, Eina Izakut L'dalar Amis. Why a mechitza 10? How much is 10 tefachim? That's like 40 inches. So these are between 3 feet and 40 inches. Ela hezekriya arba misbina. Ela nifesolav kiganiv misipis ba'al masad. Nifesolav kiganiv means that you have no excuse for being on my side. If I catch you, I catch you. So that's enough misipis. That's enough pegs on the ground, the marker. Ela gedim v'tloim. Now, Gideon and Tlon could climb if they want. But Yizdaka Bebasroish means that they go without climbing. They just jump. So that's enough. Three Tvachim high. That they don't just walk over. So why a wall of 10 Tvachim? So if you marry Allah, Ilam, and this is all of Giganet. And you hear this? The Mesipis Mati Mishtamit Lei. I could say, look, I don't want you on my side of the wall. I'm questioning you. You're going to come on my side of the wall. So you're telling me it's enough to paint the yellow line or to put pegs in the ground. No. Mati mishtamet le amar mimitsure kamam tsirna. Mamtsure kamam tsirna. The way the Nukiyas of Taichus, it means I'm going to say that mamtsure kamam tsirna means I was stretching out. I was on my side of the chatzar. I stretched out a little bit and my things ended up on your side of the chatzah. That's the way it is. You know, I'm on the wall and so my things are going to end up on your side. I play ball, my ball will end up on your side. So we end up on your side. If you put up a wall, so you can't have an excuse that you just stretched out on the other side of the wall. You have to climb to get to the other side of the wall. So this Gemara is a plea. You could charge your neighbor. I have a neighbor. So I tell my neighbor, I want to put it in a burglar alarm. We share a hallway. I want to put in a burglar alarm, you pay for half of it. Put a burglar on my house, you pay for half of it. So why should I pay for half? Because I want you to pay for half, because in case you steal, break into my house, I should be able to know that you broke in. So it's a pella. That's what I was talking about here. You and I are neighbors. Nobody else is coming on this guy. Just me and you. I'm not worried. I say, I'm not worried about your neighbor. I'm not worried you come on my side. I couldn't care less if you come on my side. You say, yeah, I don't want you on my side. So you have to chip in 50% of this wall of ten tefachim that you shouldn't be nitzis alof kagan. Then this is a double pella, that you could charge someone for something like that. When you talk about hezek mamin, hezek agof, there's not a hezek mamin, there's not a hezek agof. There's nothing. I'm not going to go on your side of the wall. Because you're chayshin me, I'm going to go on your side of the wall. The whole nitzvah of Kaganiv is a chiddush that needs a hesber. Why I could charge you for a wall of nitzvah of Kaganiv. So in order to explain this, Reb Ruvain, and the truth is those who explain it also, I think Reb Shmuel, and the Dibur Smaisha, they all go into a machlokes the Rosh and the Rambam in the next piece of Gemara, and they use that to explain this Gemara. Now, before I go into it, just to understand the pashtus, the only logical way to understand nitzis alof kagani is, like Rav Ruvain says, some type of takanas hashchenah. If you're in an apartment house, and everybody in the apartment house, I'm not talking about tenants, I'm talking about co-ops, everyone owns a dira in a house. And certain things have to be done for the house, they have to fix the elevator. So one person can't say, I don't use the elevator, I use the steps, I don't want to chip into the elevator. You can't say that. Because in a chatzar, is the takanas ha-shkeinim, that all of the shkeinim chip in together for anything, any tikkun that's needed for the joint area. So really, the only way to understand nitzvah of kaganim is somehow with the mahalach of takanas ha-shkeinim, which whatever has been, anybody says, you know, no two say exactly the same, but they all work with that idea that nitzvah of kaganim only makes sense with this type of mahalach of takanas hashchein. Let's see the two mahalachim based on the next piece of Gemara. Basically, so we had here a machlokes like Shmuel and Rav Nachman. If you need ten tefachim for nitzvah of kaganim, so here you have mamish, an unusual case. The gag is lower than the neighbor's chatzar. My roof, it's obviously built on a hill, and my roof of my house is lower than your yard. My roof, I don't do private things. Your chatzar, you do private things. Ain't this cock in line? So you can't be mechayiv the loy. Loy, as we'll see, goes on the bala chatzar. My life ain't this kakul like cloud. The balachot is totally potent. So the Gemara loy ain't this kakul a dollar amis av and this kakul a mechitza zasara. And Nachman says no, you do need a mechitza of ten. You need a mechitza for nitzvah alof kagan. Let's understand the case. Okay, just focus on the case. You have a chotzer and a gag. And the chatzar is higher than the gag. We're saying now that Rav Nachman holds the Baal HaChatzar has to pay chip in for a wall of nitzvah salav kagan. That's what the words of this Gemara say. Now the Rambam, when he brings this halacha, it appears he didn't have the girsa of the Gemara's teretz. The Rambam, in his Lashon, does not mention that the Baal HaChatzar has to pay for nitzvah of kagan for the tenth fachim. We'll see why in a minute. What do we have here? A chatzar and a gag. The Gemara leaves out a very important point, which the Rosh adds, that the Baal HaGad has to build the wall for Hezekiah of the Chatzin. The Gag person could look into the Chatzin. So the Baal HaGad does have to build for the Chatzin. The Chatzin is higher, but still, if the person, the Baal HaChatzin, is doing work at the edge of his Chatzin, the Baal HaGad could see it. So Zakta Rosh in Simin Yud Zayin, that's for sure that the Baal HaGag has to pay for a Hezekiah wall, because he'll be magic to Baal HaChatzer. Our Gemara is only saying that the Baal HaChatzer doesn't have to pay for the Baal HaGag. But the Baal HaGag does have to pay for the Baal HaChatzer. Now, what's happening? You have a Chatzer higher than a Gag. You need a wall. What's the chiyuv of a wall? So we have a very interesting mitzvah. You have here the chatzar is higher than the gad. Here's your gad, and here is your chatzar. It's on a hill, and here's a chatzar, and here's a gad. And here's your gad. So we're saying in the Gemara that the bala chatzar has to chip in for a 10 tefachim wall to the Baal HaGag. The Baal HaGag has to build a Dalet Amis wall for the Baal HaChatzer. Follow what's happening? This Baal HaGag has to build, let's say, 6 tefachim to the Chatzer. So he has to build Dalet Amis. He has to build Dalet Amis. What does the Baal HaChatzer exactly have to do? What does the Baal HaChatzer have to do? You have the Chatzer above the Gag. The Baal HaGag has to build a Dalet Amos wall. What is the Baal HaChatzer? The Gemara is saying, argues in the Gemara, the way we have it, is that the Baal HaChatzer has to pay for 10 tefachim. What exactly does he have to pay for? What's he paying for? The Baal HaGag is building a bigger wall. He's building Dalet Amos. So what is the Baal HaChatzer building 10 tefachim? So here we have a machlekes to Rosh and the Rambam. Rambam, as I said, is not goyris that the Baal HaChatzer has to pay a penny. There's not a girsa that you have to pay. He says the Baal HaGag is building anyway. The Rosh says, what are you talking about? Right now there's no wall. They're going to build a wall. For the first 10 tefachim, the Baal HaChatzer should have to chip in. First 10 tefachim, now obviously it's not the whole 10 tefachim. Let's say there's 6 tefachim that the chatzer is higher than the gag. So those extra 4 tefachim, he says, you do have to chip in. It's a good kasha, we'll get to it. But the Rosh says the first 6 you don't have to, and the other 4 you do have to. That's the Rosh's example. So in that wall, which is Dalet Amis high, the bottom 6 tefachim, the Baal HaGag pays for. The next 4 tefachim, they chip in. And then whatever's higher than that, only the Baal HaGag pays, because he's the only one that has to pay for Hezekiah. So the Rosh is Mistavris, the Gemara. But they have to chip in. Let's try the Rambam. If you and I are neighbors, and you have a chiyuv to build a Dalet Amos wall, and I have a chiyuv to build a 10 tefachim wall, why? What's the svara? Why don't I chip into your 10 tefachim? So we'll build it on Shnei. That's also part of the cash. We should build it on Shnei. So we'll build it for character. The guy, the fellow downstairs will be very happy if we start building by you. He'll save part of his building costs. So we'll build it half and half. For the Lashon, that is the Lashon that the place can use, is you tell him to be mefana some of his offer and to build on his land. To excavate, there's only 6 tefachim, so 2 feet. To excavate a little earth and you. What's the reason for the Rambam? The Rambam says, you and I are neighbors. I have a chi of Dalet Amos wall. That's in Hezekiah. You don't have a chi of Hezekiah, because by me it's a roof. You only have a chi of Altsin Fasalov Kaganis. Why shouldn't we both chip in for the first 10 tefachim? Like the Rosh says. Well, it's possible we should chip in for the first 10 tefachim. And then And then the rest of it, you'll pay. So listen to the Lashon. Rabbi Ruvein brings some cipher, who says that it's Zenehenev is Eloi Chosim. Since I have to build Dalet Amos anyway, so why should you pay for Ten Tfachim? I have to build Dalet Amos anyway. So Zenehenev is Eloi Chosim. It's an unusual, usually Zenehenev is Eloi Chosim is B'diyamin. After I already had enough from you, I don't have to pay because Zenehenev is Eloi Chosim. Here, in the first place, I could tell you, you have to build Dalet Amos anyway. Why should I pay Ten Tfachim? Build your Dalet Amos. You're not chosim. You have to build it anyway. You're not being Nehemah.
Well, you build it to you off the ground.
What?
At the ground. We don't
have
to turn
into the chosim. Why? At the ground.
You wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have this problem. If you were just around there, I wouldn't have this problem. I'm only having this because of you. So you can't tell me that. This would be a
chaser,
this would be another
chaser. Okay, but this, you're right, it's a timer, but there's a more basic timer. The timer is, what's an answer of a chaser? Every time we have two neighbors, let's say there's an elevator in an apartment building, in a house with 10 dealers. So I'll go and I'll tell the other dealers, look, you have to fix the elevator anyway. It's an answer of a chaser, why should I chip in? If there would be 9 dealers here, you would fix the elevator, so I'm the 10th dealer. Why do I have to chip in? It's ridiculous. He could tell me the same thing, right? I'd let the other person tell him, you have to build 10 tefachim anyway, so I'm not going to pay for the 10. You build the 10. Zenehenev is Eloi Chosim, I'll do the rest of the Dalet Amos. Well, what do the words mean? What do the words mean? Elomai must be that there are two different chiyuvim. That there are two types of chiyuvim. That the Dalet Amos Dikachiyuv takes precedence to the Ten Tfachim Chiyuv. The Ten Tfachim Chiyuv, we must say in the Rambam, why do I pay Ten Tfachim? It's some sort of a Takanas Hashem. It's some type, however you learn, there's a couple of ways to learn Takanas Hashem, but it's a sort of a Takanas Hashem, where Al Shachin, I have to chip in with you. So Al Shachin, I'm chipping in with you. But Shkenim only have to pay when something is needed. If Al-Tezik Riyah, you're a Mazik, you have to do something anyway. So you're paying out your personal chiyuv. Now, the Takana doesn't come in. There's only a Takana if something is needed. For the Shutfis, there's a Takana. If it's not needed, because somebody has his own personal reasons, he has to build a wall anyway. And it doesn't go. So you see, the Rambam is Machrich. This Pshat, that Nitfas Olof Kegalev is Taka, not Altmazik. However, we're going to learn Hezekriya, all the ways we have to learn. But Nitfas Olof Kegalev makes zero sense. I'm a Mazik because I could go to your side. No, there it's Zichet Takanas Hashkenim. And Takanas Hashkenim, as I said, follows the din of paying for a Hezek. So first the Mazik pays for his Hezek. And then whatever remains, Shkenim have to chip in. So once the Mazik paid for his Hezek, there's no reason for the Shkenim to chip in. So this is the Mahalach, at least in the Shittas of Rambam. Even in the Rosh, Rav Ruvein learns that it's a type of Takanas Hashkenim. The Gemara brings now another Machlaikis. Itmar, Shtei Chatzair, Zulam, Ayla, Mizu, Amar Avuna, Tachtein, Baidem, Bekeneg, Deva, Ayla, Ve'el, Yayin, Baidem, Bekeneg, Deva, Ayla. You have one higher than the other. Who's responsible for the bottom? Rav Huna says only the bottom person is responsible for the bottom. Rav Chista Amar Elyon Mesayim Al Mato Ubayna. Rav Chista says the bottom one has to build, and we pass them like him because Tanya Kavasid Rav Chista Shetatzer Zulamal Mizu. Lo Yomer Elyon Have Any Bayna Bekedeg Diva Ayla. Mesayim Al Mato Ubayna. He has to help on the bottom and build. Yemhaisa Chatzer Lamayla Megagish Shachaverei Ein Ezalkek Lay, as we quoted before. And here, Rav Chista is saying that you have to chip in for the bottom two, which is a little shver in the Rosh, in the picture, the case on the board. The Rosh said you only have to chip in for the top four tfachim. So it's if on the Rosh, why don't you have to chip in for the bottom six tfachim also? If we pass like Rav Chista, whatever you have to build a wall, you have to build a whole wall. So why don't you have to chip in for the bottom six tfachim as well? Is the Tzais's kasha? Nachos David says a Pashta Teres. Nachos David says, what's the reason of Rav Chista? Why do you have to chip in for the bottom? Because in Ein Yisoid, Ein Binyan. You want to make a binyan, you always have to build a foundation. So even though the foundation is on your side, but I need the foundation for my side. So that's for a real wall. When you have a real wall, yeah. For Nitzvah Kaganet, you don't need a real wall. You could have a junky wall. You have curtains for Nitzvah Kaganet. So for Nitzvah Kaganet, I don't need your bottom 6 tefachim. I can do it at the edge of mine. I could put up a curtain also. And that's why the Rosh doesn't hold that you have to chip in for the bottom chelek. So this is the Machlekes Rav Huna Rav Chista. Tomorrow we're going to move on to a good part of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, so please stay ahead of me. Thank you.